You're now listening to Movie Night with your hosts, Dwayne Perkins and TK Kelly.
Welcome, boys and girls, to the Movie Night podcast. I'm Dwayne Perkins, joined as always by my great co-host, TK Kelly. Each week, we watch a movie and we bring a special guest on and we chop it up. We kick it. Can we kick it? Yes, we can.
That is, we chop it up. I like that, Dwayne.
Yeah, that's what they say.
That's industry lingo, I think.
I feel like
I don't know.
South Africa. I don't know. I forget who says chop it up, but yeah.
All right. I'm into it. I'm into it. I think our special guest this week is into it as well. Super hilarious comic. You've seen him on Conan. He also had a movie come out around Halloween called Freaks of Nature. Tom Clark.
Let's dice it.
How's it going, man? We're just going to continuously make up industry lingo in some vein of cutting something up.
Right.
Let's fillet this bitch right now.
Puree it.
How's it going, Tom? What have you been up to?
I'm good. We'll celebrate the holidays, Christmas, New Year's. What did I do? I was in Santa Barbara this past weekend and doing a show and just pursuing my dream.
Oh, yeah. Right? Did you hear the passion with which he said that? Everyone, every comic we have in, it's this pursuing the dream. The short sigh beforehand. What'd you do for the holidays? Did you go back home? Where's home?
I'm from Milwaukee.
Okay.
I was back home, but it's not, my mom's in hospice, so it's not, let's kick it off.
Yeah, all right. Let's just talk about the funniest things we can think of, guys. Let's go straight into the hospice talk. But did you enjoy your time in Milwaukee? Did you get to see any more family? Did you go up at all?
Yeah, just mainly, I stay at my parents' assisted living center.
Yeah.
So it's just me and a bunch of 80-year-old people.
Sweet, just partying hard.
Playing bingo.
And you can stay there.
Yeah, I stay in the building and then play bingo and eat dinner downstairs. And it's good to be among the people. Elvis impersonator one day. It was nice.
You dominate when intramural basketball.
Right, we get it going. We play a little wee bowling. They're good. They're very competitive in bingo, though.
That's their game.
Yeah,
you know, it's not your game.
No.
That is theirs.
It's like going on somebody's basketball court.
Exactly.
You stay off their. it was good. And then I did a show back in at Comedy Sports. That's where I sort of started doing comedy, was there.
Yeah.
So, it was fun. It was a good trip.
Cool. And anything coming up? Anything you want to promote?
Oh, I wish. I go to Wise Guys and
I do, yeah.
Salt Lake?
Yeah, and I'll be in Ogden this weekend.
Okay.
It's Friday and Saturday night, and then I'm not doing the road as much, so I just sort of do a lot of local stuff around here. I'm trying to work on the half hour, the Comedy Central half hour thing, so we'll see how that goes. I got to get something together. So just doing a lot of sets around town, I guess.
Yeah, a lot of sweet 8-minute sets in bars for 7 people.
Yeah.
Living the LA comedy scene dream.
Right, I tell them I'm going to go 22 minutes over the light.
Yeah, just light me at 8 and I'll disregard it for like a really long time.
I'm going to do 22 minutes more.
Isn't it like the hardest thing in the world to try and actually work on a half hour in Los Angeles?
Yeah, I mean, that's why, like, I'm going to San Diego tomorrow. Yeah. I even find, like, just working on a 6-minute set for, like, Conan was hard. Like, I hardly did any set. I either went to Ventura or went to Hermosa to work on it, because I would do these local places, and like, ugh, I don't want to send this tape out.
It's very hard to get a read on the material here, I think, sometimes. And also, the tape. Like, because you'll say in your head, you're like, oh, man, I had a good set. That went well. And then you watch it on tape, and you're like, God damn.
Right.
There is no one audibly laughing.
Right.
Like, I swear they were. But, yeah, it's very hard to get a good tape.
Yeah, I did one show in Ventura. I was like, I'm from Milwaukee. And this lady's like, Milwaukee? Milwaukee? Like, she kept saying it. I'm like, this tape's over
that's
with.
That's the worst, too, when like, you're trying.
10 seconds in.
Yeah. Like, it's one thing if you're just trying to tape it for your own posterity. But when it's, like, for something and you're like, oh, you bitch. Why did you have to do it?
That's always going to happen. The only way to avoid it, and you never fully avoid it, because even it happens on good sets.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to sort of say, for the next month, I'm videotaping every set.
Yeah, right.
So that way the universe can't fit. Because, you know, like my grandmother used to always say, and my mother says too, the devil is a liar. And I don't know. It just means that, like, there's something in the ether, you know? Like,
right.
Today I was going to Skype someone at Coffee Bean. And like we were Skyping at 4 at 3:59. The lady next to me is like, my iPad doesn't work. What's going on? Can you show me? And I'm like, I don't. Like, did the devil send you? You know what I mean? Like, you're asking me to fix your iPad right now. So anyway, you tape every set.
Yeah,
and, right. And you sort of like Murphy's Law, you try to throw it off the scent kind of.
It's true. That's the way to do it, because every time I've been trying to do it, it seems like without fail, the one where I'm like, I'm going to this show, it's not going to be any good. I'm not going to bring a camera. It's not worth it. And then that set's the best one of the month.
Yeah.
Right.
It's like, it's weirdly packed. Everybody's into it. And it's like, all right, shit. That was, right, I've made a huge mistake, and now it's going to take me 6 more months to get another tape like that.
Exactly. Yeah. And some places, some clubs naturally record everything.
Right, yeah, like Comedy Magic. Yeah.
But even like Rooftop Comedy, which remotely, they remotely record things. Mm-hmm. And like about 20 clubs throughout the country.
Right, right.
And so when you do a rooftop, a club that has a deal with them, they just tape the shows, and you say you want it or you don't want it.
Yeah.
And so I forget where I was. Maybe
Appleton or...
No, I think it was somewhere like Louisville. Maybe it's one of those places. And I had a really good set. I called, emailed the rooftop guy. He's like, you know what? We actually didn't record that set.
Yeah,
and I'm
like,
ah, you got to be kidding
me. Obviously, you didn't.
Yeah.
It would be too perfect.
Yeah. That's where I recorded my CD, was through Rooftop. And then.
Oh, nice.
And
yeah, I did one with them too, yeah.
Yeah. But then they recorded it, and then they're like, the club took new ownership, so they recorded like 7, 9, 11, and they switched the shows to 8 and 10, so it was all off. So I had to like cobble together two sets.
Oh, from
two
different... man, so it didn't get all of your sets.
Right.
Like so the automatic.
Yeah, so like recorded like an hour of empty stage, and then like 45
put it on the special. Right, it's avant-garde.
Right.
This guy is an artist.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Let's get into this movie.
Let's do it. I was going to try to fake a transition.
I felt you searching for the transition spot.
We had something. I don't know. We had something, but yeah, it's all good.
Let's just get into it.
Yeah, this is a movie that needs to be talked about, and so yeah, let's just do it for sure.
We did the new Star Wars, guys. Star Wars: The Force Awakens, 2015, directed by J.J. Abrams, starring Daisy Ridley, John Boyega, Harrison Ford, Carrie Fisher, Mark Hamill, fucking Oscar Isaac, lots of people, of people. What did we think of this movie?
Oh boy, diversity.
Oh boy.
Diversity and plenty. Oh my gosh, I've never seen it before. It was like right from the start, a black guy, Hispanic guy, a woman, they're like boom, boom, boom.
We right off covered. The bat, even interspecies diversity, right, it was lovely.
Who was the Hispanic guy?
The
Oscar Isaac, right? The pilot.
The pilot.
I don't know what Oscar Isaac is. He's beautiful.
He's Guatemalan, I believe.
Is he?
Yes.
All right.
Yeah.
Did you really?
I researched
this. For a second, I was like, that's a joke. But then I'm like, this guy's doing his fucking research? Didn't.
Yeah. I thought he was white. I guess he is white. I get so confused.
You don't see color. You don't see color.
Well, I see it, but he just doesn't have a lot of it. So, yeah.
But all right, besides the diversity, first of all, Tom, are you a big Star Wars fan? Not so much?
You know, I liked it when I was a kid,
yeah.
And I haven't seen Star Wars in 30 years. Like, yeah. I saw Return of the Jedi, and that was it.
I'm the same way. I think I loved it as a kid, and then I never got, like, super into the world or whatever, but actually went back and watched the original three this weekend just to have that rolling into the movie, and I liked it. I thought it was good. It was a hell of a lot better than the three prequels. I'll say
right.
that.
I never even saw those.
Don't.
So, yeah.
Do not. They're just.
You got to see those.
Oh, do you?
You do. Well, you at least have to see Revenge of the Sith to see how.
That was very good. Not very good. That was the best of the prequels.
That was the best of the prequels. Yeah, yeah.
But those first two. Yeah. Oh.
Well, it's always confusing to explain. So that was the first prequel.
The last prequel.
The last of the.
The three prequels, yeah.
Yeah, so if you go in order of the chapters or the episodes, as they call it, that was three.
Okay.
And the original that you saw as a kid would be four.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. And it was always four.
Yes.
I think they always knew that.
Did they?
I think
they
so.
Went back and they're like, oh, so. It was four, guys.
Now, were you one of the people tweeting about the diversity when you... when it
that there wasn't a...
Well, that there was too much of it.
I just saw it Saturday, so I... Yeah, but I just was impressed. I'm always impressed by like the alien, when the aliens cross over into Admiral Akbar joining with the humans.
Yeah.
Like that must be a hard thing. Like you think it's hard like for black or Hispanic, like, for a half calamari.
Or Are we not going to talk about this guy's fish head like at all? We're just not going to mention it.
Oh yeah, he's got some good ideas.
I don't see fish heads. I just see people.
Well, I used to have a joke about that, like, you know, because when we get to the point where there's aliens, and a joke I would say, like, if you're a Japanese girl and you bring a Korean guy home, your parents don't like him because, you know, they have a little history.
Yeah.
And what do? You bring a black guy home.
Yeah.
And then they accept the Korean guy.
Yeah.
It's like, whew, we dodged a bullet. So once you get to the aliens, that's what black guys are waiting for. It's
right.
It's like,
well,
hey.
Maybe that's why there's no racism in Star Wars, because the galaxy is so diverse. It's like nobody's mad at a black guy. They're like,
right. Exactly.
There's mosquito people hanging out in this bar. Like,
right, exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
Even the lady, even the dark side, the lady Darth Vader was like, the lady was the head of the what the hell is
the lady Darth Vader.
That's basically.
You mean the one who was like in charge of
who's going to like punish that guy.
Yeah.
And like, that's got to be a hard promotion to work toward. Do you think like men are pig-headed, like, but think of the dark side, they're probably just horrible. Like,
how long did it take for them to integrate women?
Right. Like,
that's a good point.
That's
it happened
point.
Sometime between the first three in this movie, because there wasn't any, I don't believe there was a woman on the Death Star.
No
in the first one.
No But you know, I will say this, this is my favorite one of all of them.
That's
a bold statement. I said it when I left the theater. That's what I said.
I don't know if it's that bold a statement, because if you're not like a huge Star Wars fan, like, you know, Star Wars fans stick to those first three, like they just love them. And I think they're good. But even just going back and watching them this weekend,
they're slow.
It's like, are these great movies?
Right.
I don't know that they are. They look great. And for the time, I fully understand why people were like, this is the best thing ever. Because it was this huge world and the look of it was insane. But now it's a little like, they're kind of slow at points.
Well, they're great stories.
Yeah.
But
they're also very easy stories. They're very traditional, like they're Westerns.
Very easy. And it's like, that's a great point. It's a Western in outer space and pre-internet.
It's like a Western samurai film just mashed up.
Like Return of the Jedi, they go to get Jabba. They go to get Han Solo mm-hmm. back. And it's like, it felt like it took 20 minutes. It's like, dude, you're not dying in this scene, so wrap it up. Like, we know this movie's an hour and a half. Like,
right.
It shouldn't take 20 minutes. This is Return of the Jedi. You've seen
Rise
that.
Rise of the Jedi. Yeah.
And so, they just great movies, but like, our attention span is nowhere near what it used to be.
Yeah, I think this one moved better. It was quicker paced. It was less time, like almost to a detriment at certain parts where I was like, man, they really flew through that part about Han Solo getting killed. Like that was pretty quick. I was like, God damn, that just happened like real quick. I don't know. He just walked out and he was like, I'm going to stab you now. So I agree with you in that sense. Like it was faster paced for sure. It kept me, like when it was over, I was like, oh shit, that didn't feel very long, where the other ones feel longer.
Oh yeah.
But I liked it overall. I think my one gripe with it would be that it was sort of like a very obvious reboot of the first one, where everybody sort of paralleled somebody from the first movie.
And
the same things kind of happened. But so it felt a little predictable, but fun as hell.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, you know, if you go back to the whole thing of like, they're only 8 different stories or 13 stories. So I cut them some slack in that regard. I think it did a good job of managing sort of like these new people with the old, you know, the old people that we, that Star Wars fans like and love. Like when CP3O walks out, you're like, oh, like he did, those moments were handled well.
Well, I think like when I watched, I was like, I sort of approached like, this is stupid. Like, this is Star Wars. Like, who cares? And then, like, there was a moment where Chewbacca hugs General Leia.
This is stupid.
What is wrong with me?
Like, I felt the same way going in. I was a little bit like, this is a nostalgia grab. This is bullshit. Right. It's not going to be as good as everybody says. And I don't think it's as good as, like, the ratings it got online, but I get why people love it, because it gets you.
I think that's what people wanted. They handled the nostalgia well.
They did a good job. They didn't bludgeon you with it.
He did a good job. And it's not that it's like, it's not that it's a great movie. It's a really good movie. And I would say it's a great movie. But I think it gets such a high rating on Rotten Tomatoes, not only because, in my opinion, it's the best Star Wars, but I think as it relates to other movies that come out, like, you watch a typical, especially like a comic book movie, and it's just like, you know, 30 minutes of exposition that they're explaining the story, and then one or two funny jokes, and then boom, we have the conclusion. And it's just so formulaic and not.
Yeah.
So this movie like dominates all those movies, because comic book movies, they just don't do it. Like they don't do it for me, you know.
Yeah.
I thought they did a good job in this of they decided not to have that long slow build of like Daisy Ridley's character Rey. They're like, they don't explain much about her.
Yeah.
They don't show her, like, she doesn't go through this intense long 3-movie training that Luke Skywalker went through.
Right.
She basically is just like, "Oh shit, I can do this."
Right,
and like
right.
just uses the Force. And it felt a little it felt kind of like a betrayal of the early movies because it took so much training for him to get there.
Right, right.
But then it was also like, fuck it, I don't need to see that. I don't need to see her go to Dagobah and train with a Muppet for 3 movies. Like, right. Just let it be like, look, the Force is super strong in her. She just gets it. And they're like, let's go. Let's move this shit along.
And plus, when the, like, I forget his name, the new Darth Vader.
Kylo Ren.
Yeah, Kylo
worst,
Ren.
Worst part of the movie. Well, Kylo Ren.
I like the
sounds
name.
Sounds like an indie rock
the
band.
The name is not good,
it's
but
terrible.
I like that guy, though.
Ooh, I did not like him at all.
I like that
role.
Guy in other things.
Oh, yeah, I didn't
really
like him in this role.
Well,
at all.
Kind of,
Adam Driver.
Adam
he was,
Driver.
Yeah,
okay.
He's got a great voice. But
too much nice hair under that helmet. It bothered me.
Well, I think also they went with like put him in a like basically he's wearing a Darth Vader skinny suit, you know, like give him the hard
Vader.
Body,
right,
give him the hard body, give him the panels.
Well, he was still,
you know,
he
still has a face, you know. Still
I hope there's a crossover with Girls. I hope there's like an episode where he lands the role of Darth Vader or Han Solo's son. Yeah,
I think they'll move him along to make him less and less human.
Maybe.
But,
maybe.
Like, he was so human that it was like, man, he is no Darth Vader. Like,
well,
this dude is just a
and
guy
the thing
in
is,
a mask.
Which helped, though, because when he tried to get into her head and into,
yeah, he was super flawed.
Into
I
Rey's
think
head.
They tried to make him more like Anakin Skywalker in Revenge of the Sith than they did Darth Vader. You know, he's kind of a little bitch. He was a little whiny. He threw some hissy fits and destroyed stuff with his lightsaber.
But he killed his dad.
Yeah.
So that takes you to the next level, I think, of
darkness.
Was
there something implied about them having a child together before this? Or I mean, we knew they were interested in each other. Han and Leia, yeah.
No, I don't think so.
No,
yeah.
No.
So
I don't think they're going to be prequels again, but yeah, we just skip ahead 40 years. And
yeah.
Oh, okay.
And I also...
and he's left his
and
child.
Everybody's somebody's kid, though. He has a lot of father killing in these movies.
Right.
A lot of reveals, like, I'm his father, he's mine, I, you know, whatever. I don't know, I assume Rey is probably Luke Skywalker's kid.
Right.
Yeah. I was thinking they would be brother and sister, but they didn't.
I thought maybe.
They didn't mention it, so like, I don't think that could be possible.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know, like, because she met Leia, and like, there was a weird moment where they seemed connected, but maybe
should
that's because she's her aunt. I don't fucking know.
Yeah,
I assume Han and, I'm assuming Han and Leia wouldn't have had a
that'd
second
a
child
great,
and not known about it.
That'd be a great line in a movie.
Yeah.
I'm your aunt.
I am your aunt. And then she stabs her in the chest. Like, yeah, like, if you're related to me, I'm going to kill
I'm
you.
I'm a distant cousin of yours.
I am your third cousin twice removed.
Stab.
How? Here's the thing, though. How, like, the thing is, all this happening, which is great, right? Like, good versus evil, blah, blah, blah. But then at some point, you think, oh, it's all for nothing. It's all moot. Like, the Force, the universe is taking care of it. Because, okay, you know, evil's winning. Okay, everything's done. We're just going to have a nice little, you know, millennium of evilness.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And then... from the evil rises good.
Yeah, yeah.
Just with no one's help.
I get what you mean. It is funny the back and forth they have because in this movie...
A stormtrooper just becomes like a good guy.
Super quick.
Yeah.
But, in the original three, they end Return of the Jedi with the Empire's done, they're broken, everything's going to be all good. And then they explain in this one that Luke Skywalker eventually disappeared because his student, who was Kylo Ren... betrayed him, killed a bunch of people, and then Luke disappeared. And I'm like, this is like exactly what happened. Like Anakin Skywalker betrayed Obi-Wan Kenobi, who then disappeared. And it's like, you know, maybe if you guys would just stick around, uprisings of evil would stop happening. Like you could just squash it when it's five dudes.
But here's the thing: even if you stick around, even if you lose. Even from the evil will come good.
Yeah, it always it is a very funny back and forth. Like maybe if we all just stopped fucking around, it was same results.
Yeah, it's the same. It's like when you don't open mail for a long time, and then you open it up and you're like, I had to do nothing anyway. Like I missed the deadline and everything's still good.
Yeah, yeah. I like that. It's probably the only we're going to be the only podcast that compares the fight between good and evil to mail.
Snail mail.
Not much mail you don't have to open.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
My wife is always giving me shit.
You don't have to open it.
My wife is always like, if I wasn't with you, you wouldn't open your mail. I'm like, yeah, I didn't before you. I was fine. It's just mail. What the fuck am I getting mail for? Is that important? Somebody will email me or pick up the phone.
Women get so excited about stuff like that. They get so upset. Like, you're not going to open it. No, it's not a check.
I can see that even though it's unlabeled and says immediate return service, this is a credit card offer. I just throw it in the garbage.
Yeah. I mean, I open up everything.
Let's just talk about mail, guys.
It might be a check.
You never know. Yeah. Hidden beneath the surface.
Yeah. Well, I think you need good, you need evil. And the other thing is, since evil doesn't think it's evil, even though they call themselves the dark side, then it's all just the same, just different sides of the same coin.
They're fighting the fight that they think they should be. Yeah. Although they seem a little aware of their evilness. They play it up a bit.
But there's power in it, and you can do things.
Let's get into these games. Each week we do a handful of questions that relate to the movie in particular. Let's start with this one. So it's Star Wars The Force Awakens. Good name. I like it.
Nice.
Nice.
Good name.
Solid
good
name.
From the Stormtrooper.
Let's rename it.
From
let's
the
change
Stormtrooper.
It.
Yes. Yeah. Who wants to go first?
Why don't you start it off, Dwayne?
Here's what I came up with. Because this keeps happening, you turn around and, everything's out of balance again. So I'm calling it Star Wars. The dark side is just not that into you.
yeah. Maybe if you just stop hounding it so much, they'll back off a little. Stop trying to force it. That was an accident.
Hey.
mine is Star Wars Rise of Emo Vader. I did not like the bad guy. That was my one issue. I like this movie, but I did not like him. And I understand why they had to make him a lot like Anakin Skywalker, because he's younger in this movie. He's not yet completely removed from his former self. But it just reminded me of the Hayden Christensen in the prequels, whining, angry about everything. And it was a little bit shut the fuck up.
You're like, this guy, Kylo Ren, he has influenza. Look at him.
You never saw Darth Vader throw a hissy fit and just destroy a room with his lights. He always kept it composed, and that's why he was so scared.
He choked someone out.
I like the stormtroopers actually were more humanized. They saw him upset, and the two stormtroopers were like, let's get out of here.
Let's bounce.
They're more comical.
It was weird too for that reason, seeing the John Boyega character come out of a stormtrooper in the beginning, because they're never human.
I just thought they're
almost
robots,
robotic.
Yeah.
I thought they were all basically Boba Fett or something, clones of his body. Remember in Attack of the Clones? He goes to where they're making the clones. And
yeah, that was sort of implied. I like that they humanized them, though. It made it a little more interesting and a little more understandable why they never hit a goddamn thing when they shoot.
It's a mask. Just poorly designed
helmets. I can't see through his fucking thing. Just take it off.
There's a great video online on College Humor about stormtroopers, and it's the stormtroopers talking about the Death Star being destroyed like it's 9/11.
Yeah.
But where they were, it's really funny.
That's great.
It's a great video,
What's your new title?
Mine is Star Wars 2015 The Remix.
Exactly. That's the perfect word for it.
That is exactly.
Because it's not quite a reboot. It's not like Spider-Man just starting over.
Right.
But it is very much, I don't know, did you see Creed?
One more game.
We just recently did Creed, and it was similar, like a very, just a reimagining of the story with different characters.
Right.
Which is good. They were both good movies. It worked. But it is sort of I think J.J. Abrams was everybody hated the prequel so much. Let's take the bones of the original just build around that.
And that's what people wanted to see.
I get it.
Exactly.
It
well, you know, to me, I meant to say this earlier too. J.J. Abrams, what was, I said J.J. Abrams, Jesus Christ. J.J. Abrams, what was brilliant is that he didn't run away from the three that people like. He embraced them, right? And that's the thing, don't be a hero. Just
don't insist on recreating it.
Don't be a hero. That's why Al Gore lost the presidency, right?
He didn't,
He didn't embrace Clinton, because Clinton had a situation, but people still love Clinton.
Yeah.
He could have just been Clinton, 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 Clinton. Yep. Boom. He would have won, but he wanted to go out on his own.
I hope you're listening, Gore.
And he lost.
You could have had the world.
Now you're the poster child for global warming, which is not bad, but
Right. And let's make a drinking game out of this movie. So every time something happens that kind of happens repetitively, I'll start this one off, and I kind of mentioned this. I think this is an easy one. Every time something happens that very clearly mirrors something that happened in the original. So when someone's like, I'm his father, someone's like, I'm going to kill my father, well, you know, somebody's like, I'm going to stay on this desert planet because that's where I should be.
It depends on who you're watching this with, though, because if you're with a real Star Wars nerd, you might be doing a lot of drinking.
Oh, they because
it's just like, this, you know.
Everything is just a different version of it. Yeah, that's true. It could be Blackout City, like
it could
30 minutes in. What do you think, Tom?
I feel like mine's the same. It's a drink every time there's a mention of something that references the previous Star Wars.
Yeah, so
like
alludes to it.
The Millennium Falcon, the checkerboard.
Yep.
Remember when he turns on the checkerboard? Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's the, you know, so I think anytime. But that would be a drunken
mess. Yeah, for sure. Absolutely. I mean, I was glad for that reason that I did rewatch the first three, because I don't think I would have caught everything, but it was a lot.
Right.
Like a ton of stuff would have gone over your head. But I think the movie still works as a standalone, too. So I think that's all right.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I would say every time Finn is funny, because this guy, John Boyega, I saw him first in Attack the Block.
That was great.
It's a great movie.
I loved Attack the Block.
In Attack the Block, he was sort of like a little thug, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. He was
and
a badass.
And he's so funny in this. And he's just another English guy doing an American accent.
Why, though? That's what killed me.
Why? He could have just had an English accent.
Tons of British accents, but he was like, no, I'm going to do this as an American than an American.
And they do that just to stick it to us.
I get the feeling
just to stick it to us.
Well, I think he's supposed to be sort of the new Han Solo, where he's funny, he makes these funny one-liners,
but
he's a little hapless and reckless.
Just an English accent.
The whole time I was wondering, I was like, why is he doing this in an American accent? Because Daisy Ridley has a British accent.
Because Americans are more like
them. It was there. You go. That's it.
It's just these English guys, man. They're
just killing us. This is mostly what we do on this podcast.
Right, cannot be
we just
stopped.
Complain about English people stealing the parts.
Well, you know what? Too, I think it's because honestly, I never got laid in England, and
that's what it is.
Yeah, I think that's really what it is.
And you blame the English men. Yeah,
just the whole country. I like the place, but you know, we didn't work out between us and me and them. Me in England.
Let's all right, this one is weird. I didn't know what else to do, but there's a huge universe of characters in Star Wars. Which one, if you had to pick, do you think you're most like, realistically too? If you say Han Solo, you're not as cool as Han Solo. Let's just accept
that's true,
that.
If a girl says I love you, you say I know. That's gangster.
Yeah. That's some strong pimp game right there. What do you think, Dwayne? Who's yours?
Well, you know, I really was going to say Luke Skywalker at first, and because I'm pretty decent. You know, there's things I do that people don't know. I don't want to. If I say them, then you would know. You know what I mean? Good things.
Well, just like hidden, for instance, skills.
If the toilet seat is not too bad in a public bathroom when I get in, but there's something on it, I might wipe it off for the next person.
And that's Luke Skywalker?
No.
Do you hum the
Star Wars
theme?
I downgraded myself. And people like to get advice from me, comedic advice and these things.
Yeah, yeah.
So I would be Yoda.
You're Yoda. All right.
But I'm not quite as, like, Yoda, like, always could see the good and be a little bit wise. So I'm Yoda if he had a bad temper.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
I like that. wiping the toilet seat was not what I expected you to say when you were like, there's things I do that people don't know about.
Just like one wiping thing. There's other things.
You don't want to reveal the good stuff.
Yeah.
I'm really intrigued now. Mine, I you know what? I hate to admit it, but bringing the temper thing into it, as much as I hated this character, probably most like Kylo Ren, like just getting mad about stupid shit.
So maybe that's why you were upset with this guy.
Yeah, I hated him because I saw myself.
Right.
No. But really, realistically, probably an Ewok. I'm an Ewok. Like, I'm short, I'm hairy. And what I care about most is like just drinking and partying.
But people love Ewoks, though.
People enjoy Ewoks.
Yeah.
Some people hate Ewoks, though.
So I can see it.
I walk a fine line.
Right.
What do you think, Tom?
Well, I kind of, this is a little bit out there, but I thought I would maybe run like a, I'd live on Tatooine, and I'd run like a karaoke business at the at the cantina.
At the cantina, Mos Eisley?
Right. Yeah. I'd sort of like, when they're on break, we'd do like karaoke songs.
So you're emceeing the karaoke?
Yeah, I'd like host it, I'd tell some jokes.
So you still got the entertain you in you, I like that.
Right. And I'd be a misshapen alien as well.
Well, sure. But, like that blue elephant guy who plays the keyboard or something.
Right, like his brother.
Yeah.
Right, like, hey, can I do karaoke or something? He's like, all right.
We'll
like,
let you do it on Tuesdays. It's a slow night anyway.
Right, because I can't play all the time.
Just let him do it. He won't shut up. He's here every week.
I'll tell jokes in between. It'll be fun. Like somebody would always die singing karaoke. Like,
oh, for sure.
Get shot.
If somebody butchers, like somebody tries to do Queen, and it's like, don't do Queen if you can't sing it, and then they get shot.
Right.
Because that's the kind of place it is.
Yeah.
It's a rough and tumble karaoke
Absolutely.
Night.
Yeah.
I like that. That's as good a note to end on as any. Tom, thanks so much for hanging out, man.
Thank you, man.
Tell everybody where to find you online, anything you want to promote.
Just check out my website, tomclark.com, and follow me on Twitter at tomclarkcomedy.
Check them out, guys.
I'm FunnyDP is the Twitter handle. DwaynePerkins.com is the website. And in February, I'll be... Vancouver on Victoria Island. I think that's the first week. Second week of February, Illinois. And then after that, Ontario, California, doing some comedy festivals in Kitchener and some other places.
Look for them, guys. I'm at TK Kelly Comedy. Come out to the Virgil the last Tuesday of every month in LA for Warp Zone Comedy. And follow us here at Movie Nightcast on Twitter. Send us some movie ideas, some game suggestions, some illicit pictures, whatever you feel like, guys. Tom, thanks again for being here, man.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks for listening, guys. Tune in next week.
You've been listening to Movie Night with Dwayne Perkins and TK Kelly. Be sure to like them on Facebook. Just search for Movie Night Podcast Show. And follow them on Twitter. Just search for @MovieNightCast.